You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Hello, my name's Claire.
My name is Dava.
My name is Fran, and welcome to the show. And in this show, we got Fran Ventures, and we got a story from Johnny Schachter and a poem from Sam Castleward.
We have episode of Tales of Blackbridge.
We'll also hear from Bahana, who's Tales from Ethiopia, and she's also a songwriter.
In this show, we got stories and poems and a comedy segment. Energy shot!
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Somewhere in England, by a forest, there is a river. The only way to cross the water is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned, with dusty shops selling books on magic, a candle maker, a bakery, a tailor's, a hair salon, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen, as you'll hear the most bizarre stories, tales of Blackbridge.
One morning, the people of Blackbridge awake to find that the village has been covered in dirt. The filth is coloured blue. It smells horrible. Stinky, fishy and rotten. The black bridge is coated in blue dirt. The people of Blackbridge find gunk all over their gardens and on the outside of their houses. They have to hold their noses as they leave their houses as the pond is overwhelming. To clear away the dirt, the people of Blackbridge use a magic spray that clears the dirt away. The spray is called Hocus Pocus Dirt Disappearer and is made in the town based on a potion made by Macabella and Progella. The spray is sold in the Blackbridge Village Shop. The shop is a maze of bright and colourful spaces. The shop is run by a helpful man whose name is Fred, who is 56. Sturdy and completely bald. Fred lives alone above the shop. When Fred was a young man, he was a champion javelin thrower. He once threw a javelin across the Black Bridge to the mainland. The people of Black Bridge can find anything they need at the Black Bridge Village Shop. Whenever they want some obscure item, Fred leads them to some forgotten corner of the store, and there it is. The shop has everything the people of the village need. After the blue filth arrived, Fred gathers together all of his stock of Hocus Pocus Dirt Disappearer and arranges teams of people to clean the town. Forty-eight hours later, the blue dirt has been cleaned away and everybody finally can leave their houses without pinching their noses. The dirt and the stink have gone. On Blackbridge FM, the weatherman reports,
"The blue dirt most likely came from a large tsunami, a wave of dirty water that splashed across the village during the night, filled with blue plankton. We're glad to see the back of that."
It was amazing that the tsunami had travelled down the normally calm River Tovad that surrounds and borders the town. It was just another day, another tale in Blackbridge.
Oh. Online and on digital, this is Carousel Radio First for News.
On Monday, the 20th of May,
there is a Rock House, the monthly night that opens your ears to the best bands around, some who have learning disabilities and some who don't. This month, the bands are
Pop Bangers, Bikers,
From Hit Party Crashers,
Sea Dog, Electric and Acoustic Lullabies featuring Mark Benton, a member of staff from Carousel, Fuzzbomb Flash Band, a Carousel pop band from Brighton,
Rock and Roll to Richard Watson,
and Behind His Beats. You can listen to Behind His Story later in the show. The Rock House starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 9:30 p.m. at Green Door Store in Brighton.
On Monday, the 20th of May.
So come down to the Rock House.
It's relaxing and you can dance.
You can have a boogie. And it's really good fun and really loud.
Joke, tip and facts.
Time for your quick, fizzy, vibrant
energy shot.
My name is David. I tell you about silly joke.
Doctor, doctor, I have a pair of strawberries.
You want cream for that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rod.
What who?
Rod fishing.
What's go dinner, 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 dinner?
Put butter with it.
How do you make peanut butter crust?
I don't know. How do you make peanut butter crust?
Waiter, waiter. I've got a fly in the soup.
Batman.
Do a backstroke instead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Don't cry.
How monkeys cry?
I don't know.
Energy. Shock.
You might have adventures,
but Fran has
Fran-ventures. Random things that happened to me this week. I went to see Take That the musical and loved it to bits, and I danced the night away. I was nearly crying. I got to meet the rapper 2Dex and his band at Rock House and had an autograph with 2Dex himself that made me happy. I have a cat whose name is Indy and she is a very good cat. In fact, I speak to her at night and I love her to bits. My boyfriend says that my cat is his lawyer. I have been to France and climbed the Eiffel Tower. It was really exciting to see the whole of France.
Bonjour, madame.
Au revoir, à demain.
Fran-ventures. Random things that happened to me this week.
Energy shot.
Energy shot.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Labour's Land by Johnny Shachter. David Labour held a press conference. He announced, "I have created a new country. The province of Alberta, which is in Canada, the states of Montana, Washington, and Oregon are now united. It will be a democratic republic and will be called Labour's Land." Now, in front of the press, I will sign these documents. I'm signing a manifesto, the new constitution, and the Labour's Land Declaration of Independence. David signed. A press agent asked,
"Who will be president and who will be vice president?"
David signed.
"I will be president. Zoe A. will be vice president. And Johnny Shachter will be secretary of state."
Then everybody clapped. 2 hours later, David received a very angry phone call from a very angry Donald Trump.
"Dear David, how you managed to form this government is beyond me. I am very angry with you. You have divided and disunited the United States of America. I will retaliate by bombing Edmonton, Alberta."
David replied, "Well, if that is the case, I am bombing the White House. Then an hour later, David pressed the button, and the White House was bombed. Zoe A said,
"Don't you think that was a bit drastic? Personally, I would have given a week's notice."
David replied, "I'm not putting up with Donald Trump and him interfering in my affairs." Unquote. Donald Trump escaped somehow and went to 8719 Saskatchewan Drive in Edmonton, Alberta. This is the address where Johnny Shachter used to live. Donald did not realize that the CIA installed a bugging device on Donald's coat. The CIA left off the bomb that was installed. The house was completely destroyed and Donald was dead. The FBI gave Johnny Shachter a call and said,
"Sorry, Johnny, we had to bomb your previous home, 8719, but look at the bright side, Donald is dead."
A few hours later, some of the states in the United States of America were ceded to Labor's land. Nevada and Idaho united with Labor's land. David now warned the rest of the world that Labor's land was a force to be reckoned with. Here are some facts about Labor's land. The Republic is very pro-human rights. There is gun control. Nobody can buy a gun over the counter. And there are four parties: the Liberal Party, the Conservative Party, the Socialist Party, the Pro-Environmentalistic Party. The end. David Lapes is a nice guy. He runs Carousel Radio and also works on creative writing at the Grey Sir. I really like David.
Next up, we have Creatures of a Revolution by Sabian Gator, who are a carousel band.
I don't know where to be. Where am I at the time? Don't know who I am. Wanna let people know that I'm in a band. Cause I wanna be. Mama say that you're gonna be on my kid. And now what to say that you're gonna be all low day. Cause I want to say that you're gonna be there for me. And I was there for you all day. I wanna be there for myself and you as well. Cause I wanna be. Cause I wanna be. Cause I. Cause I.
a bee, but damn, 'cause I was a bee, very last in the place, and I wanna know where I am. I don't know where I am, where am I? I don't know where to breathe, I don't know where to go, I am lost in the road. I don't know when I'm gonna die or live. Be like you can, and I wanna say that you're gonna be up my man, and I wanna say that you're gonna be there for myself, and I wanna be there for like the people that I wanna say that you're gonna be like there, and I was gonna be there for you, and I was there, and be there for God when I be there for someone as well, and I was gonna say no one would ever be again, and I was like uh oh. Uh-oh, I don't wanna be that far. 'Cause I wanna be
That was Sabian Gator and a song written for a show called Creatures of a Revolution from 2016. The show was a gothic fairy tale music theatre piece built around songs of Sabian Gator. You can see a video for the song on the Carousel website, where you can also buy a CD of all six tracks for £5.
www.carousel.org.uk.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward.
A greater country. The country I am from and where I live is being tailor-made for hatred. It's run by billionaires who write the laws and moderate the TV and the papers. This doesn't feel like a home for me or anyone but those with the highest privilege. I want to leave this place to find somewhere that provides a better place for everyone to live. A greater country would change the ground along which everyone commutes. It would be smooth, so no one would find that the designs exclude them. A better country wouldn't expect the death of anyone just because they don't work for cash. There are plenty who have enough. They've been supported. Now it's time to give something back. Everyone could be helped to survive. We'd have an economy run for people, not greed. This would be what we'd use until our society evolved beyond currency. A greater country would give things to do to occupy the time of everyone. There'd be services that don't take from, just provide. It's not a business that would be run. More fulfillment of time always being on offer would improve everyone's well-being. People would be nurtured, not just ignored. Something that could lead to deaths that would leave everyone reeling. A fact check for all the papers would be carried out from an external source, for a greater country wouldn't need to manipulate its citizens and tell them to hate others and say this is war! And no beliefs would be used to dehumanise others and condone any violence. A better country would let everyone live and breathe and rest.
You're recording now.
My name's Fahana and I'm 32. I live in Eastbourne.
From my start in life, I think that's why I'm quite a strong person.
I was adopted from Ethiopia when I was a baby. And then brought to England by my adopted parents.
Yeah, I'm proud to be like Ethiopian and how far I've come. I sort of say like I'm a Live Aid baby because I was adopted in the festival.
Hello! Hello, are you alright? You're alright!
Live Aid was a benefit concert for the famine that happened in Ethiopia to raise money for food. So that was in 1985, and I was born in 1986. My parents obviously heard about it on the TV.
In Ethiopia, 7 million people are threatened by starvation. Thousands have already died. The famine caused by drought is the worst in living memory, and now the rains have failed again for the third year in succession. The relief organisations are doing all they can, but there just isn't enough food to go around. One of the worst hit areas is in the north of the country.
Feed the World, like everyone knows, and Do They Know It's Christmas, which is the song. Everyone knows it, but they don't really know the meaning. Well, some people don't, but people that do, like, know that it was to help starving children. It raised £8 million in 2 weeks. It's like my answer to Feed the World of my Christmases. I always love Christmas because of my upbringing. So I had a big extended family adopted. I actually wrote it. Then I realised after I wrote it, it's actually quite similar to Feed the World. This is my song. It's called Christmas Fusions.
Getting all the nonsense, the fusions. Let's not get confused. It's Christmas time.
Like really fascinated, quite like the oh wows and that. That's not really me. It's more like what my mum's done, my mum and dad. They saw the people like dying and that, all the children dying, and it's just terrible. And it's when she thought she has to do something. So that's the time where my grandma made the clothes to take out when they went over. I have an Ethiopian name, Bahana, and that was given to me from my actual birth mum, and that is special because it's sort of the only thing I do have from her, and it means light. My twin brother, his name is Gebre, and that's also an Ethiopian. I think you've heard of Gebre Selassie, and there's Gebre the Runner. I love music, and with my adopted parents, they've always had, like, when brought up, my mum used to have orchestra, and she used to play the flute, and when I was 8, she used to have an orchestra that come to the house. I've always been around music. One of my sisters played the violin, my other sister played the cello. My mum was a flute player. She had a live orchestra. In the evening, she had the orchestra. It would always be like round our bedtimes, but we'd know that it would be really exciting because we'd be able to stay up because we would convince mum that it was a good idea. Yeah, I used to like the break was about 8 o'clock, and I used to give out the biscuits. I always started being sociable because I'm always around people, and not every 8 or 11 year old has 9, 10 people in the house all the time, every week. Mum used to look after other children, people's children as well.
We're all very different. I think the most at one time was 11 living at home. I loved it. Like when we used to go out, we'd have this like mini bus. It was just so fun. We used to always have music in the car.
It was like singing along and just dancing, and we'd have turns obviously because there was a lot of us of what song we would have.
So this song is called My Rhyme, My Mind. And I wrote this song where my older sister went to live in France. Yeah, I really missed her, and I was thinking about my little niece that used to always, every time we used to come, I used to go round after swimming and with drinks, she always used to go high fives like that, and I just got the inspiration from that to put into my song, and this is what I came up with. I know this rhyme's lost in the line, high fives. I know this rhyme's lost in the rhyme, high fives. My roots running through my mind, I'm seeing in two lines, colours that reflect the light, my family in my mind. I know this rhyme's lost in the line, high fives. I know this rhyme's lost in the line, high fives. Cool, sweet things and pretty looking rings blossom all around me, singing my song. Cool, sweet things and pretty looking rings blossom all around me, singing my song. La 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 la. Oh, I've always liked like the 90s. I did like some of the bands, but I wasn't like a massive fan of like the boy bands. Yeah, Spice Girls has got to be up there. We actually saw Gabrielle, who came out in the 90s as well, last summer with Gig Buddies, and she's like literally like an idol. I love her.
Major wish, I can dream. Be what I want to be. Not afraid to live life and fulfill my fantasies. I learned a lot of tricks to.
I'm really happy because I'm able to do a lot of things with my creativity. I'm doing my music with Gig Buddies, I've been part of for about 5 years, nearly since they've started.
Gig Buddies has been a really good thing. Last week we were at a social and I suddenly was thinking to be around people that are the same, like they have difficulties. For me it's a big thing because that means I can just be myself. I've been able to go to a lot of gigs through Gig Buddies, and I don't think I'd be doing that without Gig Buddies. Me and my Gig Buddy friend, now we're quite good friends because we have dance in common, and it's funny because when we go out we dance so much, the next day our legs hurt so much, but I think I wouldn't be able to find a friend like her ever because she likes dancing just as much as me, and it's just so great. So I think that's why with Gig Buddies I think I wouldn't be able to find friends that are for life.
We talk rubbish, it makes no sense, but it's so fun. I love hanging with my friends, the friends I choose. A teacher told me to listen to myself. It's easy, it feels good. I feel free 'cause I've got the right friends now. I'm joyful and I am wise. I love my friends for me, going to gigs and dancing all night.
I love my friends for me, the spirit they give, live in harmony. I love my friends for me, enjoying good times, the things we all like. I love my friends for me, still like a second family. I love my friends for me, they give me hope and all that I wanted to be. I love my friends for me.
I've tried the piano and all these instruments, and it wasn't until I got playing the drums, African drums, that I realised that was the instrument for me. I like playing it because it's a really good coping for me, and also it's no wrong or right, so, and where I've struggled always to like fit in, there's always something that I can't quite do with my dyslexic and disability. Drumming's always been something that I've been good at. With my drumming, I would like to perform and maybe get paid for it, but do it as a hobby because I don't want it to be something that's stressful. Drumming's always been something that's like helped me in that. Cool, cool, sweet things and pretty looking rings blossom all around me, singing my song. Cool, cool, sweet things and pretty looking rings blossom all around me, singing my song. La 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 la.
That was interesting about Hannah's story and her listening to her music. And it was interesting to hear her life story and sharing words and the music.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks to Johnny Schachter and Sam Castlewards for their stories. Thanks to Sabine Gator for their music.
And Carousel House Band for their theme tunes.
And Kat Levy for the music for Fran Adventures.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment.